Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Fantastic. Holiday time for me. I'm off to cooler climates. I love this town, I really do. But I'm going to Christmas and it's too hot here.
No,
I'm going to colder
places. We're not finished. What? Jesus. Okay, so Tom's clearly gone on holiday. He's just gave up before we finished. That's just so Tom. But, like, look, we're both on holidays at the moment. So we decided we'd give you a little bit of a best of clip. So we thought that we'd submit this is actually a clip of our favourite moments from our first season. Now, this is what we submitted to the Australian Podcast Awards to get us nominated for Best Sex and Dating Podcast back in 2020. We thought that we love these clips enough that we'd sort of give you a listen, I guess, to some of these clips so you can hear what moments made it into our favourite moments and helped get us nominated for a national award in our first year of existing. So, guys, enjoy, and don't forget, please, if you want to be one of the guests when we get back from holidays, get to us on ghostsofboyfriendspast@gmail.com. But until then, have a happy holiday. Hey, Tom.
Yes, Liz.
Would you put up with bad sex if it meant a really good relationship?
I have a saying, Liz, that sex is often like pizza. Even when it's bad, it's still pretty good.
I like that.
So for a good relationship, yes, I think I would.
Yeah, me too. But I got told by a bunch of female friends that that's one of their deal breakers, that they would be, if the sex was bad, they would be out the door.
I'd just be too grateful to have it. So but the relationship's good, like,
yeah.
I'm happy in that, yeah, fine, bring it on.
Because you can teach good sex, right?
Yes.
Like, if somebody's awful, you can just be like, to the left, to the right, there you go.
Or breathing techniques. And,
yeah.
Or pills.
You just got to program them to do exactly what you want. Because technically bad sex is just either someone is actually really bad at sex or they've been programmed to please someone who isn't you and you need to reprogram them.
Right. You've got to become a sex teacher.
Yeah, some
right
kind
class.
Of educator. Get your little pointer stick out.
The female body consists of these areas.
Yeah, apparently I'm in the minority. Apparently we're in the minority.
Wow.
Almost all of my female, and I don't know if it's a female-male thing, but almost all of my female friends said they'd be 100% out if the sex was bad.
Well.
And I was like, I'd rather be treated well and have shitty sex personally, but you know.
Maybe we should put a poll on Facebook and see which
wins. I'd be interested. And then let us know if you identify as male or female and we'll get this sorted once and for all. My name is Liz Best. I am one of the hosts of Ghosts of Boyfriends Past. And I'm here with the other host.
Hello, I'm Tom Harris, still. And after sex, you don't have the energy to run away from a lunatic. You just want to go to sleep.
Or do you?
She came back into the room and she goes, oh, it's okay. It's okay.
It's
I went,
it's just like this.
No, I don't think it's okay.
It's really not.
No, it wasn't okay. And I said, maybe I should leave. And she goes, no, you don't have to leave. It's okay. And then as she's saying this, he's gone, he better leave or I'm going to slit his throat. And so anyway, she goes back out and to talk to him again. Now, I forgot to say something at the start, and that was that the house is one of those houses where when you walk in, it's on one level, but the house sits on like a slope, like it's sort of like the land slopes down the way at the back.
Mm-hmm.
And her bedroom was at the back of the house. I didn't know that the land sloped away down at the back. Okay, so
note this.
Okay, so that's important here. So I'm thinking to myself, well, I don't want a confrontation because I don't know who this person is. I don't know what he's capable of. I want to make sure that I'm safe, and I just want the least amount of conflict. So I just found a pen and paper and went, had a great night. I will see you later.
P.S. Let's do this at my place next time.
Yeah. I mean, that would have been good. I should have said that.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
My beautiful brain. Oh, well.
But, yeah, so I wrote that note, and then I decided, right, so I opened her back window and I chucked all my clothes out the window.
So you have no clothes on.
No, I had no clothes on. Mm-hmm. And yep. I thought I'll just chuck all my clothes out the back window and they'll climb out the back window.
So far, so good. I like it. I'm on board. I would have done the same. Yep,
remember the point we just said.
Bum, bum, bum.
The house, so it was like a two-story drop down. So I couldn't climb out the window, and I was naked.
You just eating your clothes out.
So I'm naked in a house.
Going through her clothes.
I should have done that. Oh, yes, I should have. Like, that would totally have de-escalated the situation.
That psychopath wouldn't have done anything if you came out wearing a dress. Like, hey.
Oh, yes.
What are you doing?
Yeah, that's, wow, yes. No,
well,
that's...
Instead,
I just walked out completely naked.
Oh, that's good. I like that. I like that.
And there was a table and chairs between me and him. And then she's gone, what are you doing? She goes, you're naked. Oh, my gosh, what are you doing? And he's going, I'm going to slit your throat. And so he started.
So wait.
Yeah.
He has a knife at this
point.
Oh, yeah, right?
No, he 100% has a knife.
We need to establish that there is actually a knife in this guy's hand.
Yeah, my heart is going like a hummingbird.
He has like one of those big like butcher knife things that
it's a knife.
Yeah, like it's a big kitchen knife thing. And he's got it in his hand and I'm looking at him and like he's, I'm only about 5'9" and he's about 5'7", so he wasn't actually a tall guy, and he was a metalhead looking dude with
a knife
and yeah, so he looked angry, but right. he was a short man, and I kept on thinking to myself, don't make short angry man jokes,
that's why they are short angry men, because people make short angry man jokes.
So he's doing that and he started walking towards me. There's a table between me and him. And I thought that, like, I'd just push the table towards him and then, like, run. And but because there's so much adrenaline, what's happened?
And you're nude.
And I'm nude, yeah. I pushed the table probably a little bit too hard.
Oh,
and
you're killing him.
It flips up and it donks him on the head and knocks him clean out.
Steve Smash.
He's lying on the ground.
Steve Smash and then
Steve
Smash. And
I'm standing there naked and I'm like going, do I call the ambulance? And she goes, no, you just go. I said, I'm just going to go into your backyard to get my clothes.
So nothing really happened except one night when... very late at night, I got 3 missed calls from him.
Ooh.
And in the morning, I get another call from him and I pick up and I'm anticipating like an ultimatum about moving to Brisbane. Mm. And it's his housemate.
Oh.
Overnight, he had hung himself.
Oh, holy fuck, Zane.
And yeah, this is so of course that was the end of me for that day, and everything was going on and the housemate didn't know what to do. He'd called the uncle and kind of got things moving, that he thought he knew the situation between have I even given him a name? I'll call him Tim.
Yeah, you called him Tim. Yeah.
Between Tim and I, so he wanted to keep me up to date, and of course I had no way of, I had no into his life other than him.
Yeah.
So through his...
Sorry, I'm like crying now.
No, that's fine.
Completely understandable.
Yeah, that just, wow.
take a minute, everyone. Take a breather.
So that, and again, like I didn't, I had grown up knowing I was gay from very young. So I when I was 10 or 11, and I'd kept that from my family for a very long time before I came out. And so I didn't really have a good relationship or good enough relationship with them that I could go with them to them with this problem.
Yeah, sure.
And just having moved to Brisbane, I didn't really have any people here to really deal with that with.
Yeah.
So I took time off work and I found out through the housemate when the funeral was going to be. It was going to be in Bundaberg. It was going to be a church service, etc. And he was not going to be there, but he told me where it was because the family had said, "You're not welcome." And the reason will come out soon why. So I showed up there and basically sat down, and then I was approached by three people just saying, "Oh, who are you? How do you know Tim?" And so I told them, "Oh, I'm just friends from back off." And they, are you Zane? I said, "Yes, I am." Then they went off and got the family, and the family came back and started yelling at me. And
at the funeral.
At the funeral.
Oh, my God.
This was just before the service started. They were yelling at me. It kind of got physical in the like I wasn't. I was just basically backing off and going, "Look, if you don't want me here, I'm not going to be here." But they were like very like, "You got him into drugs. You corrupted him, etc., etc., etc." At this point, the uncle, I think it was, I don't know his uncle from a bar of soap.
Sure.
But someone stood in front of them and just said, "Hey, just leave."
Yeah.
And so I did. But now they knew that I existed and that I cared. And that led to about 7 years of harassment of the family sending me threatening letters, making threatening phone calls. And it got to the point that I had moved like four times since this whole thing had happened. And they were sending me drugs in the mail with these letters, kind of like... like they were trying to frame me for whatever. So obviously, like after a year or so of this and it kept happening, I went to the police and said, "Hey, can I get a restraining order?" And they're like, "Yes, you can." So I had to see them in court a couple of times, and then after that I didn't have to go to court anymore. But it kept on happening, and so it was just a matter of reporting these incidents to the police.
Right.
His older brother moved to Brisbane.
Ah, crap.
Which meant that I never saw him, but I know that he was outside of my house a number of times because there were packages delivered that with no mailing address in them. So this is, and then it kind of just drifted off. So this is kind of a huge part of why I never now, I never don't respond when someone calls.
Yeah.
Because that was a lot of guilt. The weeks.
I'm flabbergasted.
I can't.
for how sad and tragic this story is, I feel very angry that a group of people could be so unfair to. For such a long time as well.
Yeah.
Like, I understand if you lose someone and you want to and you want to blame someone, or you want... I get that. I get it. I don't agree with it, but I get it. But to hound you, relentlessly...
The big thing that
for so long.
The one thing that I hold against them, like, emotional people are going to do emotional things, but like afterwards it was not emotional at all. Like it was cold and calculated. Like we have to,
they weren't lashing out anymore. They were I just can't, I'm still stuck back in I just can't stop putting myself in Tim's shoes in getting to a place, sorry, this really hit me, and I didn't quite expect it to, but getting to a place where you felt like that was the answer. I gave up theatre for a person And
I accidentally did that for a little while.
That is just ridiculous. Yeah. That is the one thing in my life that I get joy from.
Ladies, I'm going to give you a bit of a scowling right now. Okay, don't ever give up what you like for someone else.
No,
please don't ever do
that. You don't realise that you're doing it. They just say that they want to spend more time with you. And then you go, well, I don't have time for theatre because this man that loves me wants to spend time with me. So I'm going to do this thing that I love rather than the other without realising it's a subtle way of controlling you.
Literally that. And it's like, maybe we can do this activity together, like build figurines. Because that would be really couple and like loving that what he likes. So I built figurines.
You nerd.
I look back and was like, okay, I get people collecting figurines, but going to there.
So maybe
to the point of building them yourself to start your own line, like, good on you, but why, girl?
So maybe
I threw that figurine in the bin.
Good on you. So maybe that's an overall lesson for people listening at home. Like, just be careful about like what's being taken away from you. What are you giving up? What are you losing?
I would recommend checking in with your friends.
Yeah.
Because I know that when my behavior and like I went from this super confident woman to someone who's like, oh, maybe I do need help with that because someone said that I'm not super good at it. My friends were the ones who were like, what the fuck is happening? You used to be this and now you're this. What's going on? So I think if you kind of check in with the people that know you most, and one of the things that I learned in a self-help book that I was reading was like, when you start dating somebody, ask your friends questions like, what do you like about him? What do you like about me with him? What am I like when I'm with him?
Right.
Yeah. And little vetting questions that you can ask so that you can kind of get that early on feedback of whether someone is changing you.
I used to write pros and cons lists, and like the cons would always outweigh the pros. And it's so funny right now because I can think in hindsight and go, these were so many negative experiences. Why didn't you leave? But I'm not that person that I was anymore, so I can't tell you why I stayed. Yeah.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
There are known knowns, known unknowns, and unknown unknowns. But there are also unknown knowns. The Ancient and Esoteric Order of the Jackalope is a secret society devoted to unearthing and sharing this forgotten knowledge. Each episode, we take one of these strange stories and share it with you. No topic is off limits, except for the obvious. Available wherever fine podcasts are sold.